So this one is going to be done by somebody who needs no introduction, because it would be weird for me to introduce myself. So my lightning talk is TinyGrad on microcontrollers. So we had one talk about, you know, people trying to run AI on NPUs. I figured out, you know, I need AI on an NPU because I happen to be part of the community that is about to tape out a pretty interesting microcontroller level NPU. It's one of the first fully open source tape outs at 16 nanometers. If you're interested, go at the AI Foundry GitHub. You can find all about it. It's a pretty capable NPU at about one tops, 16 megabytes of MRAM. So again, it's not super tiny, so you can actually do a lot of interesting things with it, like depth models, YOLO models, you know, stuff like that. It actually came from a much bigger architecture that, again, we're now dealing with at AI Foundry called ET. It used to be done by this company called Esperanto Technology, but now it's sort of like we're dealing with it. And back then, it was scaled out to the 1,000 cores. And, you know, if you want to play with those types of CPUs, I actually have some in my pocket and in my lab. But again, this microcontroller that we're taping out is just much more scaled down version of this 1,000 core CPU. So if I want to run something, you know, anywhere, what are my usual suspects for a small kind of constrained device? Well, again, I mean, there's mLearn, which again, last year at FOSDEM was a great talk. So if you're curious, you know, go check it out. It's kind of very Zephyr OS friendly. You know, you have a lot of fun using it, but it's really constrained in types of models that it can run. Not available, you know, to sort of the kind of models that I was interested in. Then there's obviously LightRT for microcontrollers. Again, the support for Zephyr OS is kind of like, eh. I mean, nobody knows. Bazel is not my favorite thing. And then, of course, there's ExecuTorch. ExecuTorch, we actually had a talk about it, you know, here. It's this weird kind of combination of small things and big things. So I'm not quite sure, you know, what to think about it yet. It's pretty young, so maybe it will develop into something that I would actually find the joy to use. But we're at FOSDEM, right? So like, why should we constrain ourselves to the things that are kind of like pre-canned and given to us by big vendors, you know, like PyTorch community? So what I considered then was, you know, micro TVM, but apparently that thing died. So like, I didn't know. And then I'm like, okay, fine. I know GGML, I know TinyGrad, and there was actually this other project at Eclipse Foundation called IGE that kind of tries to bridge the gap between big accelerators and small ones. And the way I look at them is like all of them are basically looking at a compute graph and trying to lower it into like big devices or small devices. So Daisy Tuner, again, there was a talk about that. It's one of the cool ones that I really would like to play with and even like push it to the micro side of the devices. AI Edge, Edge Graph is something that they did lower to a lot of NPUs and actually lower it to the ASICs even. So that actually definitely has a backend, but again, I'm unfamiliar with it. IRI and MLIR, I just like, I don't talk to me about that. So TinyGrad. So TinyGrad is this framework, not a lot of people for some reason know about it, but it's basically kind of this idea that if we have a really optimized internal representation of a compute graph, it's very compact, it contains only a small amount of operators, we can do a lot of good things with it and give you kind of like a toolbox of things that can be applied to it, right? So that's what I chose. My additional constraint was to basically make sure that it can be done by Claude Code because I'm lazy these days and I just want Claude to do everything for me. And by the way, TinyGrad is brought to you by the same person who hacked PlayStation way back when, and you know that blog post back in 2010 was such a breath of fresh air for me. It's the same guy. As my friend Gianluca likes to say, TinyGrad is small enough to actually fit into Claude Code's context window. So that is literally my kind of, you know, it's not quite, but like that's my Claude.md, right? You know, that's what I wanted Claude to do. And amazingly enough, it actually went pretty well. So like there's a really good series of blog posts, and it's not just for Claude to read them. You're welcome to read them as well. They were written for humans. That kind of introduce you to the TinyGrad. What I decided to do is to look at how they implemented web GPU backend, because you know TinyGrad has it. And I kind of went from there and just, you know, it actually amazingly well worked, you know, with Claude Code. So takeaways. Takeaways from like experimenting for basically a week with Claude Code, I actually ended up generating, you know, some semblance of an ELF file. Kind of TinyGrad is all predicated on, you know, taking basically a graph expressed somehow and producing a bunch of things that you can then push into either a device itself, like you can literally produce an ELF file, and all of that is done through the renderers. So with the renderer, you basically have, again, either a graph that's given to you, or you can construct a graph like I'm doing here with the UOPs. You can kind of like chain them and build that graph in memory, and then you can ask it to render, and it would render into something like a CUDA actual kernel. So that's what I did. One of the things that didn't work out, I didn't actually quite manage to generate like C and C++ code that would be compact, so I need to kind of like look into TinyGrad's pattern matching and optimizations like that. But other than that, I'm actually on the way of using TinyGrad to produce code for microcontroller NPUs, and again, my models are YOLO and depth perception. So I recommend you all try that, because again, it just happens to be one of the toolboxes that is not a product per se, but it's so easy to combine and work with that you can run a lot of experiments, especially if you use Claude, in really short amount of time. So that's it. Thank you so much.